Now, I want to shift to strategies for middle managers in particular to use. And I know you touched on one before about asking for what you want.
Yeah.
Or what you need, you know, to do your job better. What other things can we do as middle managers that can make our lives a little bit easier?
Yeah. I think asking for what you want, before that, it has to be, you have to be clear on actually what that is. So you have to know who you are. You have to know what you stand for. You have to know what's important for you and your purpose. And you have to spend a bit of time thinking about knowing what enables you to be your best. You know, you have to recognize, I think, all of those things before you can then ask for them. Mm-hmm. So I think I always say my first step for all management is get to know yourself first, like we've said, and spend the time there. You know, it's so important, and don't dismiss the value of doing it. So I think it's that. I think it's then being really clear on, you know, what are your priorities? You know, what do you actually believe are the key parts of your job and your role? Like, some of that I think requires people to go back to basics. You know, what is your role? What do you believe your responsibilities are? And then how does that then feed into your day to day? And, you know, the priorities of what you're there to do day on day, week on week, month on month, wrap it up into a year. So that actually you're clear on that. And that can be what guides you at all times. It can guide you around the decisions you make, the action you take, the activities you get involved in. It can really help with then knowing what to pass off. Because, you know, we've just talked about me admitting I'm, you know, historically I definitely was a micromanager. But I think that was not recognising what my responsibilities were clearly and what my role was. And I think once you're clear of that, you're able to then look at things and go, well, is this for me or is this for somebody else? Mm-hmm. Rather than just jumping in and doing everything. Because there's nothing worse, you know, and I think, again, this is true in hospitality and I've seen it. There's nothing worse than being there, knowing you've got a job, but not feeling you're able to do it. You know, I remember working in my own pub. You know, we had a general manager who insisted on serving every table. I had brilliant waitresses and waiters.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant, totally competent, really effective, loved working with the customer. They were actually enjoying their job. I mean, if you've got people like that, you keep them. Yeah. You know, but he insisted that he had to be the one that took the order from every table. And I was thinking, that's not your job.
Yeah.
But that's someone clearly who could not recognise their responsibilities and then equally had not built up the trust with the team to feel able to delegate.
Yeah.
But you can't delegate if you haven't worked out what your role is and your responsibility. That was not it. You know, we had to have some conversations around how that was not efficient or effective and that I had people wandering around looking bored, disengaged, being paid to not do a lot. While I've got a general manager running around like an idiot. And I was like, this is not worth it. But, you know, I think you've got to be clear about your priorities to then know where your time is best spent. And then you actually support everybody else to do the same.
Yeah.
And I think the last thing I would say is boundaries. Boundaries is the thing I think that comes up so often, is knowing when to say yes, when to say no. And it all links to what I've described, because I think when you know yourself and how you best work, you know the parameters within which you want to work as well. You know what, you know, you need, when you want to start, when you want to finish, when you'll need a break, what that break needs to look like, you know, what you're happy to do, what you're not. I mean, don't get me wrong, you can't always say no to the things you don't want to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you've got to face into them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think if you recognise your boundaries, you can better manage people. You can manage expectations so much better.
Yeah.
You know, because people don't mind being told no if they understand why. But there's nothing worse than saying yes to everything and doing everything and then doing things badly. You let people down more.
Yeah. Well, and it comes back to what you mentioned earlier about managing up. And this is where that really plays. You know, if you're able to do that, you're able to then manage your boundaries much better because you're able to communicate better. Again, it comes back to that trust, that relationship, that connection. So you can communicate, you know, whether it's workload related or whether it's, you know, whether it's even relevant or reasonable for you to be doing that work. You need to be able to communicate that which is built off that relationship. Again, yeah. That relationship's built up by spending that time, one-on-ones, quality one-on-one time. Yeah. But, you know, and all these layers come together to make everyone's life easier in an organization. Yeah. It's that educational part, that awareness part, which is most challenging, you know, yeah. for us, and I imagine certainly for me, but for you as well, probably is
yeah.
the same.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I know a lot of what we're talking about, you know, yes, it's deep-seated in mm-hmm. my experience in corporate, but it's totally applicable to hospitality too. And I think, you know, I learned that probably the hard way, without a doubt, transitioning into my own hospitality business and it being a complete shock to the system compared to what I'd been used to for 15 years before that, working in a 9-to-5 office environment. But I think it requires intention and discipline to do this. It's not okay to say, well, we just don't have the time for it.
Yeah.
You know, yes, fine. In a corporate environment, I had the benefit of being able to book an hour with my people. But actually in hospitality, if an hour is not possible, you take half an hour, you take 20 minutes. It's still good time.
Absolutely.
And that's enough time to check in with people and go, how are you doing? How are you feeling? You know, what's going on for you at the moment? How is everything working? What do you think is going well? What do you not think is going well? What can I do better to support you? You know, it's that you've got enough time. Like, you've got break times. You just have to be disciplined about it. You just have to, you know, have that intention and intentionally do it, knowing it's going to be a benefit and not easily, you know, quickly dismiss it just because it is fast moving, because everyone's tired. You know, I think that, you know, maintaining the energy is one of the biggest challenges. And when energy is waning because the day's been long, there's been a lot of business, people have started early, we're going to be working late. It's, you know, it is easy just to go, oh, I'm just too tired for this stuff. But it's the worst thing to do, without a doubt.